June 2013, and
Fiona's
we're going
again.
Yeah, in fact, it's my birthday all year, really. You know, and we've done presents and stuff. We're now me and Mum and Dad in Mum and Dad's car going to Croom, which is a National Trust place. I've heard of Croom Park.
Yes, that's where you'll be.
Well, after that, it just has this funny music and funny noises.
Something like that.
Oh, I'll have to play it tonight when we go.
I
we get
at
back.
The lyrics and
they're really weird.
Yes, they weren't what I was expecting.
Hmm.
Park and cycle.
Welcome to Croom.
And the sun's out.
And the sun is out. Yay!
Close at 4:00.
4:00? No, that's just the house.
I thought the house closed at 4:30. The last admission is probably 4:00. Is that what he said? See
what? I didn't read it all. I just glanced.
I haven't got a badge.
So we have to find another one.
Oh, somebody's got a fascinator. How fascinating.
Yeah.
Looks like they've had a wedding. Here we are. Oh, this is still disabled. Left.
Well, now I suppose it's full. It's fairly full today.
Here we are. Here's this place. See, they're wedding. It's a wedding.
Oh, that's why.
Oh, they're ringing a bell.
I'm just
going to
ask
this one.
What? There's a wedding.
Oh, of course there is. It's obvious.
You know, you'd be zooming this.
Yeah.
Window?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't have brought this.
Brought what? You don't have to wear it, do you?
There's a church here?
Yep. Wow. Wow, that'd cost a bit, wouldn't it?
Yep.
I probably would. I think I've got everything.
Will you lock the car, Stuart?
You're wearing your raincoat. That's a bit crazy.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Baby apple. Oh, yeah. Can you feel the particular? I think there's the something like that.
So if I press the stalk. Nah, it's rubbish, it doesn't tell me the time.
Oh, never leave your dog alone in the car, it can kill them. Croom, discover a place that is both familiar and unexpected. The parkland has been transformed. Once a garden hidden in the undergrowth, we have restored it to its 18th century heyday. Walk through enchanting shrubberies which leads to a dramatic view with temples, bridges, etc. Oh, there we are. We might as well. And then don't forget to explore the RAF Defford's 1940s sick quarters in front of you. Now our visitor centre.
You get an ice cream everywhere.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Do we have to... So there's like an RAF hut. And reception. All people are having lovely sandwiches.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I wish I'd worn my skirt now. I'm really hot.
Panorama Tower is open on Sunday. Welcome to Michael and Amy's wedding. It's the ladies. I want to go to the toilet.
Well, can I wait for you then? I don't want to go.
No, I know. Hello.
Hello.
I'm a member, and so is my husband, and Fiona is blind. So...
Sorry, can I just
switch
to
the
manager?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
The wedding?
Yes,
haven't you?
Yeah, the manager. Two of the managers are getting married, actually.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah.
Mm.
Lucky the weather's brightened up.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a bit horrible.
Well?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Does it look
like? I've just given you a new one, Stuart.
White one, isn't it?
That one.
Yeah, no, somewhere here.
I gave it to him yesterday, came in the post.
We collect so many cards, so don't we? It's a...
Senior ale, co-op, kidney. Ah, there we are.
Kidney card?
Kidney card.
Do you want to use something for Fiona?
Thank you very much. No.
All right,
that's fine, thank you. Now we've got the canteen behind you there for the main meals, etc., the end of the corridor. Main toilets that way.
Yeah.
And then through the door we have the shop.
Yeah.
A bit farther on, if you take the left-hand fork, it takes you to places like the church.
Oh, yeah.
The ice house.
Yes.
We've got a bird hide. Then it's about a 15-minute walk to the court. The tea room in the court is closed, I'm afraid, because the reception's going there. The rotunda is
where
they're getting married. But you're welcome to go up to there. And the rest of them.
Where's the tower? The viewing tower?
No, that's sort of farther over.
Oh, and that's not open until Sunday?
Sunday, that's right. It's quite way over. You see it from the motorway, actually.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah, we came over the top.
We've also got a shuttle bus that goes from here to the port and back throughout the afternoon.
Oh, it's a bit like Stowe then.
Oh,
yeah. If you hold on to the map, I'm just going to the loo, spend the night.
I think, I'm not sure,
in the house.
Okay, sorry. Well, should we, Mum, should we, me and Dad wait for you outside? Because it's a bit...
It'd
be nicer out. Oh, do we have to? Why?
Go through the shop anyway.
Why?
Because it's
sort of outside.
Oh, okay.
Sort of outside. This is, these buildings, they're asbestos roofs.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that. I'll tell you what. If you can climb up that funny thing there.
Oh, I'm not climbing up there.
Yeah, just
the bottom one.
Yeah, just on the bottom right.
That's really flimsy. I'm not going to climb on that.
It's
going to break.
It's so strong.
It's not. It feels really... It's not. Look.
Oh, that come to this end.
That
there's
isn't
a strong
true.
Bit there. Just there with my finger. There it's strong.
I don't want to break it before we've even started.
Off you go.
Oh, shit, it's moving now.
Put your hand up. Right up. See, that's now feel that roof.
It's a bit like your shed.
Yeah, it's a bit. So all these buildings are old army sheds, sort of buildings like that, you see.
Yeah.
So they're covered with that kind of cheap sort of asbestos roof.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thanks. Oh, you've got my cane as well. Shall I fold it up now?
Yeah, if you don't need it.
Well, I will get it, unfold it again if there are steps or something, because it's easier.
They've painted all these buildings black.
Unless that was what colour they were in the war.
It could be, but... You ready?
Nearly. Mum's not back yet, though.
No, we can move a bit further.
Okay.
Place it.
Oh, okay. Hang on then, 2 seconds. Okay. Step on you.
So welcome on these. Of course, they've got all these sort of... start the shoppy bit here.
Oh, so
metal back.
Feet. Yeah.
Web feet. Can you feel them? Find those?
Oh, are they those bits?
Yeah.
They're a bit funny.
And they're supposed to imitate what web feet. They've got sort of flowers on here.
Oh yeah.
Sitting by, and then in the middle.
Hmm.
Got a stork.
Oh yeah.
Stork, the metal heron, I mean heron.
Oh. Oh, that you can buy.
You know what heron looks like? Yeah. It's got a long beak.
That is huge.
And it's for catching fish.
Mm.
And spearing and that. And they stand still like that, waiting for the fish on the side of the river. And just dive from there.
Mm.
Yeah. We've got
Hello.
One.
Hello.
Hello. What's
right.
that?
Just what? Look the map.
Oh.
Why not take a hot drink with you? Hmm. Why do?
Well, shall we leave the shop till later?
Yeah, I think so.
Owl.
They've got a defibrillator.
Mm. Have they?
Yeah.
Just there on the outside of the. There's a building there and it's just hanging on the wall.
Mm.
It's got
the wedding is at 3:30.
And they've already got all the bells. Mm. Wow.
The manager's getting married.
Two of the managers.
Do you think they can manage it together?
Oh, dear.
Going past some roses, Fiona.
Courtland Park.
Oh, can you smell this? Can you smell the rose?
Rosy, rosy.
There's one.
Or can't not. Smell that one.
This one?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one that smells, yeah.
One of the ones.
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
There's a... Yeah, I can't go too wide here because it's a narrowish path.
Yeah, it's got fancy bits, hasn't it? Not fancy bits, but fancy bits.
See the way they made these pieces of wood? They split them.
Oh, yeah.
And it just sort of follows the natural grain of the...
Oh, they split it with the grain of the wood?
Yeah.
How do they do that? Can you see it on the ends?
Yeah, well,
where the grain of it is?
You know when you cut a tree across?
Yeah.
And the grain, well, if you get an axe and push, bang it down hard...
It'll split it.
It'll split it. And if it goes dead straight, you're very lucky because it's usually a bit wonky.
What bird's that, Mum?
I don't know. Would it be a thrush?
It's just on the left here.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
No.
The trouble is there's too many leaves there. They can hide very well.
It's a bit of a chatter, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just here.
Yeah.
Can you see it, Dad?
No, I'm looking, but no, there's no chance. It's just too much leaves.
Too leaves.
Hide right amongst them.
Oh, yeah, there's a foxhole.
Oh.
Or a rabbit hole.
I want to fall down there.
Are they
Can
quite... Have a look? Are they quite...
There's lots of roots. You can see if you go bend down.
Yeah.
Oops. Oh. Keep
your foot
there. So this is the entrance here.
Yeah.
And it goes down, and then goes all the way down there. But did you feel the roots? No.
It's all soft. But
oh, there's the church.
Oh. Probably not if there's a wedding.
That side or the other side?
Don't really mind. I'm on this side now.
Oh, next to the church. So look, there's a picture here, what's it say? This is St James Church, formal court grounds, Jacobean Court, Segimere Common, village, something village. This is a picture of the what it looked like in the old days.
Ah.
And it's got a horse and cart coming to the grounds. So it's in its heyday, really, I suppose. Is it in the frame again?
See, no, it's a picture of the trees that are around here.
Doing a dance.
Now we come into, ooh, I say, a field that's completely open. And then, can you feel the wind coming up?
Yeah.
So we're top at sort of like a hill.
Yeah.
The wind's sort of coming over the top of the hill.
Mm.
Now, over there.
I doubt it, Mum. They're not going to let you if there's a wedding, are they? You go, we'll wait out here. Yes, I know, but they'll be getting ready in it. We'll wait out here, you go and stick your head in.
No, but it's an open place. It says welcome, come in. It's half, it's an open place as well. Anyway, let's have a look.
Mum can go in first.
There's nobody in there for me. There's nobody here yet. It's a little bit empty.
There it is.
There's only two people. You're probably like us. Looking around.
Very echoey.
Yeah, that's the font.
You know what that is?
Mm.
That's like me, Fiona.
What?
Font of all knowledge.
Yeah. What?
Here we are. So these are the
That's
wheels.
The centre in that space there.
Yeah.
It says here, during spring 2011, the six bells, the crew, were restored.
Oh. The rope goes through for the bell.
Oh.
It slides in there.
Oh, in there. Oh, yeah.
Were restored to working order and rung again for the first time on May the 30th, 2011. They've been silent over a decade, which was caused by some general decay, mainly in the wooden wheels. These wheels enable the bells to be swung or rung full circle, allowing the bells' timing and thereby creating the English style of bell ringing. Some second-hand wheels were given and used to repair those already in situ. Now they're regularly rung throughout the year. The bells, originally cast in 1651 and 2 by John Martin of Worcester, form one of the oldest rings in the country.
Well, I find funny things about it, Fiona. Normally wheels are pivoted in the middle, aren't they?
Yeah.
So you'd expect there to be something here. Well, they've taken it out. But funny thing is, see that bit there?
Hmm.
They've made it so that the pivot can slide up and down.
Oh, right.
So they can alter the way that the
Andrew pulley. Would tell you how that worked.
Which note was today, just now?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember now.
Bell number one is Thomas Meyer's 1, 1812, and it's an F sharp.
Hmm.
Number two is John Martin, 6052, is E.
Hmm.
John Martin, 6052, is bell 3, is D.
He doesn't need all the names.
Yeah, I wouldn't
know. Number four is John Martin, 1651, is C sharp.
Hmm.
Five is John Martin, 1651, B. They're the founder.
So, yeah.
And six is Abraham Ruddell, 1699, and that's A.
So they go do 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 do.
So it's F.
F sharp. E.
E D.
D C sharp.
C sharp.
A.
Yeah. Do 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 do. Hey, you could sing in here. La. Oh.
Oh, Fiona, look at this.
What is it?
There's somebody who's here. Thomas Barrow Coventry de Alisborough Dominus. Have you got your hands ready?
That one.
Right.
It's a marble carving.
If we just go behind this thing and stand on the seat, the pew.
That's naughty. You. Oh. Oh. Or knee it.
Stand up.
Stand. Oh, blimey. Can you hold that?
You watch. No. Nah, you're blind, it doesn't matter. So, this is a scepter, or an oar, with another. And then this is a heraldry, that's the unicorn. Can you see that a horn on the horse?
Oh, right, yeah.
It's a unicorn. That's a lion.
Mm.
And if you go, walk a bit further, here is a man, if you stretch out, lying.
On his head above.
There's his hand.
Yeah.
Keep going higher for the head.
He's got a rough collar there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's his beard. Keep going. That's his beard. Mm. That's his nose.
I can't reach any higher.
No, that's his head. And then, so that's basically, he's reclining in his
clothes.
His repose. And that's sort of like a cushion with his, coat of arms.
Oh.
And there's some more here, if we come down. A bit further to the left.
This is sort of made of marble, Fiona. It's got sort of like pillars either side and then a sort of a roofy bit over the top. And if we go up here, what is this bit called, the high bit at the end? High altar or something?
Chancel.
Right, if you go up on the ledge,
yeah.
Here is a lady and she's got a... What's this, Fiona?
That's a face, isn't it? Oh, baby.
Yeah. So it's somebody, Maria.
Oh, it's Mary.
Thomas, she's the daughter of Thomas Coventry. She's Philly. Mm-hmm. Natu Maximi. And she must have got a new baby that died with her or something. Perhaps she died in childbirth. It's all in
maybe.
Latin.
Mm. What's this bit? Is it like a skirt or something?
Yeah.
Folded cloth.
A shawl.
Little
like choir boy sort of praying for her soul, I expect.
And then she had children.
And then here is Thomas Dominus Coventry. It's another Coventry, that must be her husband. So if you go on the ledge again.
Yeah.
So he's wearing a waistcoat. Can you see this waistcoat with
yeah.
buttons?
Oh, yeah. See all the buttons.
And he's got a little beard sort of thing.
Mm.
A little crown type thing. So it's all marble. Amazing. Marvellous, isn't it? Absolutely marvellous.
Oh, dear.
Down we go. That's quite amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a big Bible.
The valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill shall be made low.
Every valley.
Do you know it?
It's from the Messiah. Well, no, it's from the Bible. The Bible is quoted in the Messiah.
Go on then, Fiona.
I'm not going to sing. All right then. My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you.
Church, apparently.
Yes, and it's 54 years today since we got married.
Is it?
Congratulations.
Wow, well done.
So you
not
got
here,
married
though.
In
not
1959?
58.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
A long time ago.
Yes.
We've
so.
Stood the test of time.
Yeah, and a lot of
you
people
know,
don't.
Bed of roses isn't quite true.
No.
We're celebrating our 40th in August, so we're having a party.
Oh, lovely.
So there we are, yes.
Yeah.
But we're a little behind you.
Yeah, and it was my birthday today.
Oh, congratulations.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
It was Fiona's own winter. It's a lovely
it
time
was.
To have a birthday in June, isn't
yes.
it?
My son serenaded me underneath the bedroom window at 7:20 this morning.
Oh, gosh!
We live in Hereford. He travelled from Solihull.
Oh, that's so sweet!
Yeah. I was downstairs making a
is
cup
it a big
tea.
Year, then?
No. Well, every year when I get to, when you get to my age, it's a big year.
Yes, so it was lovely. I saw him walk past the kitchen window, and I saw his instrument, his trumpet in his hand, and I thought,
something's happening.
And here we are. He was still in bed.
Oh,
he plays in the
at Stratford
Theatre Orchestra.
Great. We were in Hereford last year because I was in the Three Choirs Festival.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, lovely.
Yeah.
And with such a lovely voice, that isn't wasted. Do you use it?
Yes, I do.
When you sing or what you sing?
Well, I'm in the Three Choirs Festival again this year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you're Worcester, you live in Worcester.
I live in Worcester. Yeah. But it's in Gloucester this year.
That's right.
And I do stuff like that. And I was doing a German song on Wednesday in my singing lesson.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
Are you musical too?
I play in the Salvation Army band.
Oh. I used to sing at church, but I need to find a new church at the moment. So.
Yeah, the church you do.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
that was beautiful though, and in a lovely area.
Thank you.
Enjoy your visit here.
Yeah, thank you.
Many more years.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, so now we can go to the river and then to the court.